Sunday, March 17th, 2024. My weekly message. Where is your treasure? It was 3 a.m. on a cold, rainy morning when a doctor was awakened by an emergency phone call. He struggled out of bed, pulled on his clothes, went out to his cold car, and finally got it started. The hospital was all the way across town, and it took the tired doctor over an hour to get there. When he finally arrived at the hospital and examined the girl who was ill, he discovered that she had nothing but a severe cold. "Why didn't you call me in the daytime?" the doctor asked the girl's father.
"Oh, doctor, we're poor people with little money. You are a great doctor and so busy. So we thought we'd call you when you weren't so busy."
This sounds a little like us and God. We wait to the last minute to get in touch with God. This is what Martha and Mary, the sisters of Lazarus, did in today's gospel. They waited until Lazarus was dead before they called Jesus. Then they expected him to work a miracle. Too many people expect Jesus to turn a mess into a miracle. One day, Pope Francis was interviewed by children from Belgium. The last child that spoke said,
"We have been asking you all the questions. Why don't you ask us a question?"
Pope Francis said that his question comes from the gospel. Where is your treasure? Where does your heart rest? The Pope went on to say, "Is your treasure power, control, money, or material things? If it is, we might as well find ourselves in the tomb, right next to Lazarus." Where is your treasure? Where does your heart rest? At the end of our lives, we can only keep the things we place in God's hands. A second homily on Sunday can't hurt. www.treatsforthesoul.org